24 Democratic state legislators have publicly endorsed Wilson. The list includes caucus whip Senator Vincent Fort and Senate Minority Leader Steve Henson. Wilson says she's worked hard as a former Decatur school board member and as president of the Georgia School Boards Association to improve education.
I believe that work has paid off, but then to have these endorsements just really lets me know that that work has not been in vain and that people who make a difference in our community recognize the work that I've done. So I'm really humbled by it.
Some Democrats disagreed with State Representative Morgan's support for a 2012 charter schools amendment. The measure gave the state authority to approve new charter schools, but Wilson supporters, like Senate Minority Leader Henson, say they're not forming an anti-Morgan campaign.
I did not support the amendment on charter schools. I certainly think charter schools have a place, but we have certain differences on that issue. But I look at the overall picture before I make a decision. And certainly the experience that Valerie Wilson has in the education arena is vastly more voluminous than her opponent.
But Morgan has a long list of supporters, too. In addition to state lawmakers, she's garnered endorsements from former Governor Roy Barnes, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, and DeKalb County Interim CEO Lee May. But Morgan says that's not the point.
I'm proud of the endorsements that I have, and the people who are supportive of me are very excited and energized and are working hard on our behalf. But my goal is to focus on voters and parents who get that we have to change our education system.
WABE contacted several of Morgan's supporters. None responded to interview requests before deadline. The runoff is scheduled for July 22nd. The winning Democrat and Republican will face off in the general election in November. Martha Dalton, WABE News.